If you've come looking for investment management advice, income creation, asset protection strategies, oh man, have I got a show for you. Welcome to Talk to the Experts. I'm Greg Morgan. Joining me now is Scott Bjornson, Senior Investment Advisor with Living Sky Financial, IA Private Wealth. Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Morning, Greg. How are you? I'm doing great.
I feel good. You got offices here in Regina, Saskatoon. You've got the province covered. Your credentials, I've checked them out myself. Yep, you look official. And you certainly. How many years have you been doing this now, buddy?
Over 30 years.
Over 30 years of experience. Well, with that in mind, I come to you first and foremost. How about a little, overall feeling of interest rates, inflation, where we stand? It sounds like doom and gloom, but at the same time, I'm sure you find some encouraging signs, I hope. What's the story right now, Scott?
Yeah, I think there is some encouraging signs. I think interestingly enough, I mean, people, you know, obviously negativity sells. I mean, we know that. We've seen a fairly, you know, the markets kind of forward look and discount themselves for an expected recession in the U.S. that I think is likely going to happen, at least a relatively mild one anyway. Canada, similarly, we don't even know yet. I mean, the analysts, the economists, they're saying we may or may not have a recession. I mean, I've read an article this week that just said, oh, we're going to have a deep recession next year in Canada. And I said, well, that really goes against just about everything I've been reading. And so I think, you know, mild recession, likely, but you know, nobody's got a crystal ball. I think markets have discounted for the most part with the expectation of it. And similarly, bond markets have discounted with the expectation of where interest rates are already going. I think people think that, you know, we all of a sudden ring the bell and say, hey, we're in a recession, and markets all of a sudden, you know, collapse another 20-30% further. But generally, they forward look, they see it's coming, and they've kind of discounted for that expectation. If we didn't have one, I think, you know, markets would probably be, you know, moving, you know, positive sooner than later. And that seems to be the perspective out there, is that, you know, trying to time this is probably impossible, as it always is. We have no crystal ball. I think interestingly enough to see some of the investment managers starting to deploy, you know, some capital again. I mean, there definitely, you know, but some buying going on in the bond market at these discounts because long-term looks reasonable. You know, they're looking longer term on their equity or stock purchases, and they're you know, gradually adding to their portfolios again. And then it doesn't mean the average investor has to rush out and, you know, jump into the market today just because things are cheaper, because things can still bounce up and down until we really know where we're going. But I think to expect that, oh my goodness, you know, things are going to get so much worse. Well, businesses haven't stopped making money. Yeah. You know, I mean, people are still working. You know, one of the expectations is not a massive layoff, like former recessions, major recessions, where we've had a big loss in the workforce. We actually have a shortage of people right now. I guess there's a lot of interesting things happening.
Yeah, no kidding. And you know, as I listen to you, and the one thing I know about Scott Bjornson is how you are continually, taking in all this information, assessing, and you said, you know, you read this, you read that, but also at the same time, I often wonder, how often is your gut right in this business, Scott? What's your gut saying right now? And that's not how you invest, I know. But what's a guy like you who's doing this for a living more than 30 years, do you ever have a gut feeling?
You do. I mean, you know, and again, I mean, I don't consider my gut a crystal ball.
No.
But I guess, you know, doing this as long as I have, when I see that, you know, markets move in advance of events, and, you know, even when we're in recessions, markets start to recover well before they're over. You know, interestingly enough, I mean, then people come to you after the recession and say, well, we should get invested. Well, you just missed, you know, 12, 14, 16% upside because we didn't get in soon enough. But again, that's 2020 hindsight. But yeah. My gut tells me that, you know, things don't look as terrible out there. I mean, the center, we have to raise interest rates to get inflation under control. You know, central banks have, you know, that's one of their jobs. And keeping in mind that, I mean, you know, that's only been their job in Canada, Bank of Canada, look after inflation since 92. Right. I mean, you know, back in 1981, when inflation skyrocketed, I mean, that wasn't even on the bank's radar at the time. So very different time. So, you know, I think, you know, now it's the one tool we have. You know, there's obviously some fears about wage inflation because, I mean, wage is going to go up, and that actually causes, you know, gives people more money to spend and creates more inflation. So I think getting inflation under control is important. But I think, you know, looking at depth of this and how I feel, it's not going to be long term. Yeah. By any means, unless something changes. And I mean, again, we can't predict the future. I mean, there can be other changes that occur, But right now it feels pretty short term. And I mean, patience is always the key in investing. I always get charts flashed in front of me all the time when stuff like this happens. And it's like, you know, you miss the 10 best days in the market in a year, and you know, it'll cost you, you know, tens of percent, even 100% over a long term, you know, period of time in return. Because when things move, they move fairly quickly.
Well, and you covered the analytics. I had to ask you what your gut was thinking, because I bet you a lot of your personal clients, and you've got so many, that's probably the first question they say. Come on, buddy, what's your gut telling you? So an honest
exactly.
answer there.
Yeah, it doesn't feel as I guess, as negative as we're being shown it, because I you know, we've seen negativity already. We be patient through it, and I think, you know, we'll see the end of this, you know, well, sooner than most people think. I mean, we're not going to predict timing of it, but they tend to not last a long, long time, right? I mean, everybody's like, oh my goodness, they'll never come back. And like, how many times have I heard that in my career? And they always come back, because, you know, we really can't survive without economic growth over the long term.
This is Talk to the Experts with the expert Scott Bjornson, Senior Investment Advisor with Living Sky Financial, IA Private Wealth. Let's break it down a little. I want to go backwards a bit here. Was it a weak September? How weak was it?
I think, you know, September wasn't as weak as overall in the markets as June was. You know, July was a good rebound. I mean, you know, August relatively, you know, benign, but a little bit negative. September, a lot of negativity and a fair bit of it near the end of the month, I think, just sort of waiting for results on corporate earnings and things like that. And you know, I mean, overall, I think, you know, the media's got some traction in negativity regarding a recession. You know, we've gone through the summer season, and now people are sort of watching again. And I think that's maybe it, is that, you know, you see this up and down and up and down, because again, it's uncertainty. You know, what's going to happen? When is it going to happen? I mean, you know, your markets aren't a crystal ball and forward looking as well. You know, but we certainly are seeing some reasonably positive signs in the fact that valuations are reasonable in the United States. You know, same in Canada when it comes to the stock market. You know, the bond side, you know, has already discounted for the expected, you know, end of the rise in interest rates, or how high they're going. And if they go higher, that can still further discount the bond market. For the long-term investor, that's not a terrible thing.
All right. We're going to take a break here in a second. And, you know, GICs, you've been telling me, have been making a comeback. I'm curious in our next segment whether that still holds true, and are bonds still a good investment as well. But before I break, again, if you're just joining us, an investment advisor with more than 30 years experience, Scott Bjornson. Step one, you're just dipping your toes into investing. What do you recommend here?
Get together with an advisor that does a financial plan, a proper one, you know, looks at your overall situation, you know, sees what your investment goals are. And I mean, when it comes to investment goals, savings goals, you know, what are your, you know, are you looking to purchase a home in the future? Are you looking to, you know, fund your children's education, whatever it is, but make sure that, you know, you're investing so that it meets your goals, your proper goals, not just, you know, oh, here's a great investment, you're going to make some money. Make sure it's the right time frame for what you're trying to achieve. You know, you've got to have a plan.
And you can find more information about making a plan on livingskyfinancial.ca. Follow a ton of links to a ton of opportunities there for some financial planning tips, estate planning, retirement, whatever you have a question on, you're probably going to find it at livingskyfinancial.ca. You're listening to Talk to the Experts. He is Scott Bjornson, much more of an expert than I am. I learned just a ton just along with you. So thanks for tuning in this morning. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with the second half of Talk to the Experts.